This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, we're all looking forward to Saturday, the South Dunedin Street Festival. This invitation for you and your whānau to come and experience a vibrant multicultural carnival of entertainment, arts, crafts, workshops, activities, a whole lot more, and food as well, of course. We thought we'd take an opportunity now just to find out a little bit more about what's planned for Saturday. Jean Hutchison, Festival Coordinator, and Nate Laurie join us on the studio now. Morena, nice to have you both of you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. It's great to be here.
Yeah, good morning.
Now, Jean, you've been working behind the scenes, coordinating all of this effort. How is it going?
Oh, great. We've got some great people in the community lined up to have stalls. So that's been a great achievement. And we've got a great lineup of entertainers, local talent coming along.
One of the things I really love about South Dunedin Street Festival is that you get an opportunity to not just wander around, but also have conversations, maybe get involved in some activities, learn something more about what keeps that community ticking over in terms of its people and the community-based groups that are there. So have you got a good representation from local groups this year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've got the Community Care Trust. They'll be there with a stall. They're going to be having an activity for the locals to enjoy, and also trying to recruit social workers and, you know, getting the word out of the good work that they do there. Yeah, and there'll be other groups as well. There's the gardening group there, and Wild Dunedin's coming as well. So everybody's promoting their good mahi.
And, of course, it's unique. You block off that main drag there in South Dunedin for the best part of the day, and you get to spend a good deal of time there. And you mentioned the entertainment, and ORFM's excited about that because we're going to be working with Nate on the band stage. Nate, tell us what you can about the entertainment that's lined up for the band stage this year.
Oh, man. The weekend's entertainment is got to be incredible. Yeah, I've managed to fit the 5 hours, fit it with some, pretty incredible, really energetic acts. It's really going to be just a massive step up from what we're used to at community events, which, again, what is it all about, giving people that space to, be entertained, that space to dance and, listen to some new music, stuff that makes them feel really alive, which, is what we always need.
There's always been a strong representation from multicultural groups in the community. Is that the case again this year?
Let's see. At the main stage, we've got my friend Coffee with the Kadoto African Drumming Group.
Right.
They are always a good staple for a nice, vibrant time. They play at plenty of other cultural events around the region, not just Dunedin. There's always a good dozen of them, on the djembe, just playing traditional tunes from Ghana mostly. But by their last song at most of their other performances, they always have people up on their feet.
Indeed.
Up on the stage, dancing along. So, yeah, it's going to be a real firecracker.
ORFM's going to be hosting the band stage. What can you tell us about that?
Yes. So you will be emceeing for us in between the switchover. I've managed to fit the set times in a way that we can actually get six bands on. Decided to do smaller 30-minute lengths for sort of newer bands who, might not be able to play a full hour, but then 50 minutes for the more established bands. And between them, people will get that good mix of new energy, new up and coming ferocity from our young communities, along with, like I said, the more established ones who, have been doing this heaps and heaps and know how to draw in the crowd and really make an electrifying space.
And, of course, it's a celebration of local talent in particular, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, big time,
all
yes.
All from Otipoeti, Dunedin.
Yeah. When I was asked to do this job by Jean, I knew that there was that massive, almost dormant pool of talent in the city, and yeah, definitely wanted to do what I can to, yeah, to find like a couple of bands at least who, you know, had not got much traction yet, and help them use South Deed Festival as a platform for more people to discover them and more folks to, you know, to follow them or look them up online on their Bandcamp or other music sources. This whole thing, yeah, it's super important in terms of that, like, again, that creative city that we are wanting to be.
Well, indeed, and looking forward to it. Can't wait for Saturday. Jian, I guess there are a few things we should just be aware of in terms of, you know, getting out there and being part of the day. Naturally, as we mentioned before, there'll be some road closures and so forth, so that's just something for the general community to be aware of. What would you recommend in terms of, you know, parking and so forth?
Well, we're definitely encouraging folk to take the bus or take their bicycles, just to sort of reduce the amount of parking needed. The street festival is from 10 till 3, so there's road closures from 8 a.m. in the morning. And also the bus route has been diverted around King Edward Street. And, there's a lot of parking. People might have to walk a little ways to get there. The other thing as well is we're trying to have a zero waste festival, and so we're really encouraging people to bring refillable water bottles. We'll have a water station there, and also lunch containers and cutlery, you know, if they want to buy some lunch, and shopper bags, that type of thing.
And I thoroughly recommend you do bring something along to support your eating through the day, because there's always such wonderful food, and that's a really nice idea. Just take a container along that you can use yourself and take back home afterwards, and have a zero waste experience yourself. And it's always been an important part of the South Dunedin Street Festival to focus on that and to improve that each year around. Representation from community groups and from local clubs, from local craftspeople, of course, too, and there's plenty going on in that space at the moment. Things plenty for the younger people as well, Jian?
Yeah, so we'll have a kids zone. Sports Otago offering their sports equipment, and also kids entertainment, magicians, Globe Theatre coming to entertain. And we've also got wheelchair basketball, which is always a hit with the young folk, or any age really. There's the dance stage. We'll have hip hop. Brass is going to be there, and contemporary dance. We've also got Gasp, which we'd love to perform. And we've got the multicultural stage as well. So Lux from the Multi-Ethnic Council is organising that. So we'll have it's sort of the start of their Race Relations Week as well. So it's a really, really lovely array of multicultural acts, dancing, singing, that type of thing.
South Dunedin Street Festival, always unique, celebrating the wonderful community that is South Dunedin. But be also welcoming people from all across the city to come and find out a little bit more about what's going on there out there. It's a very vibrant community, and it's a really nice way to spend your day. So whether you pop along for an hour or whether you pop along for the whole experience, as I will be doing, make sure you really enjoy the day. And, just having a look at the weather forecast. Looks like it's going to be a fine day. Just be mindful of the fact you're going to be out and about. Maybe put some sunscreen on, dress up warm, make sure you can stick around. Remember that it is going to be a waste-free experience. So do what you can to support that kaupapa and really get into it and have a fun day. I know I'm looking forward to it, and I know Jian and Nate will be too, crossing the T's and dotting the I's now on the organisation ahead of it all. But it's a wonderful community experience and a way to come together in a really active celebration of community and what it's all about. So we'll see you there on Saturday.
Right.
Thanks for the invitation to be part of it.
No worries. We'll be in touch.
We look forward to seeing you there.
Amazing.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.